Simon Samach Bov Ois Alis. And the reason the Chavir Moyes is asking them, the Rechel Yulach Hatzoyim, the Ganhez Yulach Shnei Meshofim, the Nikri Iskra. There's a type of transaction called an Iskra, which means I give you money, let's say I give you $1,000, and we made an agreement that we're going to split all the profits and all of the losses. So there's profits, since you're working to make the profits, you get 50%, I get 50%, and we lose the money, you have to reimburse me for 50%. The Osim Nation Chatzim Moyes Elu Milva Biad Makadam. Whenever I give somebody money, and that money is totally under his responsibility, it's considered halakhically a loan. Because a loan means that no matter what happens, he has to pay me back, even if he loses everything, no matter how he loses. A deposit means that he's watching it for me, and if he loses it, he may not have to pay. If he's pasheya, negligent, he has to pay me. But if he watched it well and it disappeared, then he's potter, that's considered a bekodin. Ribbis is only by a loan and not by a deposit. Now, over here I gave this person, let's say, $1,000. 50% he has full responsibility over, so $500 is considered a loan. The other 500, I say that if it gets lost, it's my loss. That's half deposit. So basically, we look at this transaction as giving 50% loan, 50% deposit. He's going to work for me to sell the merchandise, and then we're going to split the profit and split the loss. So basically, what's happening over here is he's doing work for me because I gave him this transaction, which is 50% loan. So in exchange for the loan, he's selling my deposit, so that I should have half of the profit. That's the type of ribbis. So how do we permit this? If you pay the person for working on your half, even if it's a small amount, but he's not doing the toil for free, he's getting paid for his work, then there's no ribbis. Because he's working for himself, and the part that he's working for me, I'm giving him some payment. It's a proper thing is before he starts the transaction, you set up a certain amount that he's going to pay him, or gift him. Since this is only Ribbis Rabbonin, it's enough to give him a small amount for his wages. It shouldn't look like he's working for me for free in exchange of the Chatzi Milva, the half of it that's considered halakha.